With the COVID-19 virus crisis and the number of casualties with the flu, if you have not been looking at C60 as a means to significantly improve your immunities by now, you should be. Here's why. First, a strong and healthy immune system is your body's first defense, and for those with a strong immune system, your body will adequately fight viruses without medical intervention. Second, C60 is safe as long as you are taking high-quality C60 with no added fillers or solvents. Third, C60 is the best means of removing free radicals from your body that exists. It's at least 200 times better at this function than vitamin C and any other antioxidant. Fourth, as Dr. Chu Lee stated on a previous show, COVID-19 creates massive amounts of free radicals, which is causing organ failure for those with weaker immune systems. So now it becomes clear you need the best free radical fighter that exists, and that is C60 with black seed oil and curcumin. Why black seed oil and curcumin? Because these two ingredients are the absolute best at supporting C60 to fight viruses and to improve your immune system. Go to sarahwestall.com/shop and learn more about why this formula is so powerful for building your immunities. And it's now available in gel capsules and by diffuser for more serious needs. Be sure to read the research and, of course, use the current coupons to save money when you buy. Patrons also receive a 10% discount. You can find that code at patreon.com/sarahwestall. Remember, keeping you and your family safe is the most important thing you can do. Now, QAnon, was it in a different form back then? Or so when you say the Q, you're talking QAnon, right? The Q movement. Was it in a different form back then? Or did they... What did they do back then? How did it, you know, transform into what it's today?
Okay, so I think the investigation into the pedophile networks began in England. I'm not really familiar with the QAnon movement within the United States. I know that the Trump administration has tried to take credit for it, you know, but I believe that they are operating off of a movement that was already in progress. So it's a nationalist movement, and it is attempting to eliminate the pedophile networks and the DUMs, because the DUMs and the pedophile networks are holding together, like they're the glue that are holding together, you know, these powerful players within that are trying to voice the new world order upon us.
Yeah, I've had different people who've been telling me that the QAnon movement, that there were stuff just like it, you know, 5-10 years ago, and that they've always had these, you know, where they were exposing things that were going on, and now it's just really became more powerful right now. But is it something in your investigation, is it something we can trust? You're saying, do you think Trump just kind of came in and said, oh, this is a good movement that I can now get associated with to help feed the people out there? Or do you think there's something more to it?
I'm a little bit skeptical of the movement. I think there are a lot of trolls who work within it, and they're giving a number of false leads. We were expecting, you know, Hillary Clinton to be prosecuted, for example. That never happened. So I don't necessarily trust maybe the QAnon per se, but if you've noticed, it is an international movement of patriots. And so I think that the key actors are working through some of these movements, but I'm not sure that you could trust all of the Q drops.
Yeah. And so do you have any idea who is dropping it? You think it's a combination of trolls and something real?
I believe Jack, is it Posenik or Posenik? He had given an interview where he said that the source of the Q drops are there are two trolls who are having fun at MAGA's expense, and they're knowingly posting drops on the 4chan boards to generate interest and excitement amongst the QAnon community.
Yeah, they're not real, but those would be the trolls. But there are some drops that that's why people believe it. Is there some drops that are just impossible to do and to know without being really close to the president?
That's very true. And I'm not a QAnon expert, and so it may very well be that that's the case.
Okay, so that's not fair. I can't drill you on Q since that's not your background. Okay, so that's fair. Now that's the left. The Bolsheviks are more the left. You kind of said they're part of the right too, but you also tell me that beforehand is the Zionists
are really the right. Now, do they kind of cross back and forth between some of the Zionists are left and right and Bolsheviks are left and right? Or is it, how does that work?
Okay, I think the original Zionist movement involved having a country for the Jewish people, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But once the Bolsheviks were purged from Russia, they took over Zionism. So you have the Bolsheviks on the left, and the Bolsheviks want to rule the world from Jerusalem, and then the Bolsheviks on the right who want to rule the world from the Bolsheviks on the left want to rule from the Kremlin. The Bolsheviks on the right want to rule the world from Jerusalem. So they engage in very similar tactics.
And the Jewish people in Israel are probably wanting to purge these people too. I mean, they're not Satanists. I mean, these are Satanists.
That's correct. They're as much an enemy to the Christians and Jews in the United States as they are enemies of the Jewish people in Israel.
Now, the Rothschilds, how do they play in? Are they the backing for, because they're Satanists too, they're a Satanist arm of whatever, now how do they fit in?
Okay, in terms of the Zionist movement or?
Just in the whole deal, the Zionist movement, the Bolshevik movement, and where they fit in with the Queen.
Okay, so Evelyn Rothschild is an advisor to the Queen, and I do have it on good source that she has been declared illegitimate and is transitioning out.
The queen is.
So you will see more of that, and you'll see more evidence of that in the days to come. But she is illegitimate.
Okay, hold on 1 second before you keep going on, because we got to get back to the Rothschilds. But who declared her as illegitimate? Who made declaration?
That's fair enough. The real king, his name is Greg Hollett, and he has been doing research on the Queen's background for decades, and so he has said that he has knowledge that she is illegitimate and has acknowledged as much and is in the process of transitioning out.
Why is she illegitimate? She's just, it's not her bloodline, or his bloodline was direct and hers wasn't, or?
Correct. She doesn't have, she's a commoner, essentially. So she doesn't have the royal bloodline.
Oh, wow. That's an interesting story in of itself, of how she even got there if she doesn't have the royal bloodline, and why he got pushed out. Okay. So, and maybe that's
a story in and of itself.
I'm sure. And there are people talking about it out there. It's one thing I just didn't want to bite on, because I just wasn't, you don't know if it's legit or not, but you're saying that it is. When do you think the timing will be that we'll see the Queen, where this will start to actually happen? I mean, this is a huge move. That's big.
I know it is happening now. I'm not directly involved with, the transition within the British government. So I couldn't say what date, but it is in the process of happening, and I think that's why you're seeing so much desperation in terms of the spread of the coronavirus, the pandemic, and these riots, because the elites the monarchy and the Rothschilds are losing their grip on power, and so they're essentially they're going through a sort of a slash and burn policy, with the view that if they can't have the world, nobody else can either.
So that's what they're doing now, because it seems like they're trying to do a communist takeover right now.
Correct. It's an act of desperation. I mean, they want to take over the government, but it's also a fool's errand. Like they don't really have the means to do it, but they're going to try. If they can't succeed, then they'll just destroy everything that they can in their wake.
Which they're kind of doing a good job of. Okay, so how do the Rothschilds fit in here?
Okay, so they are the world's bankers. So after the Bolsheviks took over the federal government, the Bolsheviks and the Zionists now answer essentially to the Rothschilds. So they ultimately they answer to the Queen, but the Queen is under the advisement of the Rothschilds.
Now, if the Queen goes down, will the Rothschilds be the head? I mean, this Hallett character, I mean, I kind of see it as they won't even recognize royalty going forward. I mean, it just kind of will start to dissipate.
That's true. I don't think the royal family will collapse that easily. I think different powers will be realigned to different or assigned to different people. I mean, at the very top, they are controlling a network of powerful multinationals and international banks.
Yeah, I just can't see that falling apart. I would think that just another power figure would step in of some sort, whether maybe the Rothschilds would step in.
That's possible. I think we will learn more about that in the days ahead.
We'll have to see it play out.
We'll see it play out. I don't think that they're in a position to step in. I understand that their reputation has been so sullied that really very few people want to go into business with them anymore.
Well, and they're Satanists too, right? I mean, they're just crash and burn. They'll do anything, hurt anyone.
Yes, that's correct. They are Satanists.
Well, now, how does the Queen fit into how she's been? Because you say she's been running essentially the power in the world for decades. How does that play in as far as everybody taking her direction from her? And what forms are we seeing that in?
Okay, now I saw a program today whereby Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, pledged his fealty to the Queen. So he has suggested that he answers directly to her. But I mean, there are a number of organizations that they work in. To give you a sense of how they operate, within the example of the coronavirus. The Queen owns the golden shares in a group called Kinitech. It's spelled Q-I-N-I-T-I-Q, I believe. So it begins and ends with a Q, meaning that it begins and ends with the Queen. She has the first and the last word. This is a leading global defense contracting firm that has contracts for FEMA camps, IRS billing, RFID chips, thermal imaging, and they hold a number of the leading patents of the world, and ironically sponsored by the American government. So we actually give them, we use our tax money to invest in developing technologies that they are using to enslave us. So the Kinitech helped process a patent for the coronavirus, which was developed. Both the coronavirus and the vaccine were developed at an institute called the Purbright Institute in England. This was in 2018, about 2 years before it began to expand throughout the world. The Purbright Institute receives money from Bill and Melinda Gates, the foundation, the Wellcome Trust, European Commission, DARPA, which is military. And the Wellcome Trust is very significant because just to give you a little background, Purbright is named after William de Worms, Baron of Purbright, who was a great grandson of Mayor Amschel Rothschild, the founding patriarch of the Rothschild family. Purbright and Wellcome worked together to develop vaccines that were essentially weaponized. They were used to essentially eliminate people. They were used as a weapon of war. So they held the vaccine. And prior to the arrival of the coronavirus, Kinitech made an assessment that the public no longer has an appetite for war, and they were looking for civilian applications for military technology. At the same time, they were noticing that there's a great rise up amongst the people. There's a new a rise in nationalism throughout the world, a greater awareness of their machinations, all of their criminality. So they're looking for a way both to find a military application for this technology, or a civilian application for this technology, and also to eliminate, to reduce the population to more manageable numbers. But then you see that at the coronavirus broke out in Wuhan, October of 2018. It was attributed to a lab in Wuhan that our Department of Health and Human Services sponsored. But the Wuhan virus actually broke out at the World War Games in Wuhan. The World War Games brought together 10,000 athletes from 100 countries. Some of those athletes contracted coronavirus. And this event was actually sponsored by the Department of Defense and the Department of Health and Human Services. So behind this group, you also see the International Pharmaceutical Federation, that was the global lobbying shop for the pharmaceutical industry. And you see collaborations of between the armed forces and the healthcare health providers throughout the world to look for opportunities to simulate events to provide medical health for emergency services. So they were laying the foundation for what was to come.
And is this the queen wanting to depopulate along with a lot of other Satanist elites?
Throughout the centuries.
And the Rothschilds?
Correct. And throughout the centuries, they do try to depopulate, to reduce the population into more manageable numbers. I'm sure there's a satanic aspect to it of sacrificing, millions of people to Satan. I'm not too familiar with satanic theology, so I'm not sure how much of that I could address.
Well, there's a quote in your book. It says that that came from the Voskov. I can't pronounce his name right, but he was a general staff of the Russian Armed Forces. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about the coronavirus, their means or something they really wanted to do with this is that they thought that the elites concluded that there are too many ordinary people in the world and that they wish to reduce the population to around 100 million of their own kind and a maximum of 1 billion on the earth to serve them.
Correct. Yes. So their attitude is that we the people should be subservient to them, and they want to amass the world's wealth and power and to take as much of that wealth and power and land and resources away from us. So yes, that is their satanic goal of reducing the population.
Well, there used to be a lot of eugenics, and they used to be open about it back in the, before the Second World War, and then Hitler made it really bad to talk about it openly, but those organizations are still around. The eugenics movement was a combination of things, but they really thought that they could make a human species that were better by doing eugenics. This is beyond that, though. This is saying that their own elite class are superior.
That's correct. And they have a technology that is hundreds of years far more advanced than what we have and what has been shared with the world. And so they want to somehow use technology to oppress and manage the people. And I believe that they are working through eugenics and that the vaccine was part of this. They may have wanted to incorporate a type of RDIF tracking chip in order to keep track of their subjects. We're not considered individuals, we're considered subjects, in their view, and to be able to manage and control us. And with that chip, we would be able to engage in banking, travel. And if at any point they decided that we were not supporting their agenda or we were somehow not going along with the plan, they could have us eliminated.
And who would be this 100 million of their own kind? Who is their own kind? People who have wealth? The people who are they?
I would think that their own kind would be the elite classes. So that would be the corporate elite and their families. And then you're looking at their networks throughout, Hollywood, banking, the media, their vast networks of them that are working in every level of society.
The ones who kind of make it to the top?
Not really make it to the top, but they do support bloodlines. And because I think that, there's a common understanding that those who, who will serve them will reach the top. But those people in, the view of the elite are considered to be like, useful pawns. Once they serve their purpose, they're eliminated. So really, they want to support their own bloodlines.
Yeah, because someone like This is why I'm asking this. Is like, let's say Obama is considered somebody who made it to the top, but he's really considered one of the 1 billion that would be serving them, not one of the elites.
That's a good question. And I have read reports that, you know, part of his genetics do trace, you know, to some of the bloodline.
Oh, yeah. He has a bloodline. Yeah. Okay. But it doesn't matter what level. If you don't have the bloodline, then you're out.
I mean, that's a very good question. I think that would be the case, but I'm not the one making the decision, and I'm not sure if that's how they would, you know, if that's how they would decide, but I would imagine that they would.
Yeah. It's just interesting. I just wanted to bring that up just so people understand that this is how serious this is, that these people, whether they get their way or not, we can't let them get anywhere near getting their way. And it seems like we're making dents in their power. Like you were saying, the dumbs are being cleared out. And I've done another show on that, but you have evidence as well that these dumbs are being cleared out. And we have, the good guys have started to take control of these. And that's where they have a lot of their advanced weaponry and other things for controlling the world.
That's correct. And I've received confirmation from some of my sources, and I'm not talking about QAnon, but from some of my independent sources that is the case.
Yeah, that's excellent. Okay. And now let's talk about this coronavirus, because in your book, and your book is just filled with, I mean, people have to get ready to put their hats on when they read that, because there's just an amazing amount of information on there. But one thing that you talked about was H.R. 748, which is the Federal CARES Act, which was the coronavirus bailout. And as of January 1st, 2019, a full year before the corona outbreak was even news. So this was full year before this thing came out. 1,571 organizations registered to lobby for it.
Correct.
I mean, that's incredible. How could they know that a full year ahead of time? And one thing that you said is just so brazen, and they just don't even care, it seems like. So can you talk about that a little bit? That's incredible.
Sure. And you're right that they don't care. And they are getting more brazen. So lobbyists represent special interests typically. And so the special interests we would be talking about would be the corporations that would typically receive federal funding and government bailouts. These would be part of this international network, like where they a network of corporations and special interests that are part of the Rothschild network. You know, where they are built with government money. They lobby for policy that will in turn enrich them. I was noticing that a year before the CARES Act in Michigan, a fellow by the name of Senator, or I think it was a Congressman, Shane Hernandez, sponsored legislation for the coronavirus funding back in about a year before, you know, the coronavirus even hit. And what I was noticing is that his sponsors were tied into a Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and Blue Cross and Blue Shield had lost a tremendous amount of money through the Affordable Care Act. In fact, they lost billions of dollars. So they were looking for a way to, you know, tap into the government for financial relief and new opportunities. And I also noticed that Blue Cross and Blue Shield was rubber stamping paperwork, you know, to help process coronavirus assessments. They were also helping to fast track credentialing for healthcare workers, you know, who were overseeing these people who are taking care of the coronavirus victims. So I have a sense that Blue Cross Blue Shield might have been involved in creating these, you know, TikTok workers who were, you know, dancing, you know, who filmed themselves dancing through the halls of the hospitals while they were treating coronavirus victims. I think they were not serious about the treatment, and they were, you know, receiving funding. You know, they're essentially, this was a big money grab.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. And one of the things that you also talked about is how they were telling people not to resuscitate the elderly because they were too expensive for the hospital. And my question is, didn't they get more money if it was a coronavirus patient?
They did. I think it was about like $32,000, I believe, if the person were diagnosed with coronavirus. That's absolutely correct. And since the healthcare system is bankrupt, the government can no longer afford to take care of the elderly. So the coronavirus also helped, unfortunately, target those people. I don't know if it was deliberately done to target those people, but they definitely had an excuse, you know, not to take care of them or not to undergo extensive procedures that they would otherwise need.
Yeah, they were saying let them die, but they were going to get the money anyways, whether they let them die or not. So they were incented to say it was coronavirus. I read that technically they got about 25% more than what they would normally get, but it's still a significant amount. Mm-hmm. And so they would let them die. And then the other thing is they were doing things to specifically make sure that these elderly were getting infected. I know that in my state of Minnesota, they acted like they cared so much, they shut everybody down, but then they were sending everybody to the nursing homes. We have an 81 or 80% now infection rate, or death rate is in long-term care facilities and nursing homes, mm-hmm. for coronavirus. We lead the nation by a long shot. And that's because they keep putting sick people in there and they don't care, instead of treating them like they're golden and that's who you protect, and then let the other people, they did everything backwards, you know, and this is what you're finding as well, is everything is just doesn't make sense.
No, that's correct. It doesn't make sense. I mean, it was really done for their financial benefit. And I read, you know, those same reports that they were actually putting infected people in these nursing homes. Of course, the elderly are most vulnerable to the coronavirus. So it would appear that they may have been intentionally trying to infect them, or at least not taking measures to protect them, you know, from infections.
That's really interesting. Okay. And one thing that you said, and I took another quote out of your book.
Okay.
It says, Behind the Queen is the Rothschilds dynasty, which controls the British American Zionist Empire and the deep state through the Five Eyes intelligence network, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, the United Kingdom, and the United States, with Israel forming the sixth eye. And you're saying you're saying it's the Five Eyes of intelligence and now the sixth. What does that mean by the intelligence network? Do all of our intelligence work together, CIA, MI6, Mossad?
That's a very good question. So the CIA grew out of the Office of Strategic Services, which was an intelligence network that was used during the World Wars to provide insight to the governments which were controlled by the Rothschilds, and also to the Rothschilds and to these elite corporate families. So they would be able to kind of guide and direct the war to, you know, serve their own ends. The OSS was separate from a formal intelligence service. They eventually became the CIA, which was created, you know, to serve the corporate elite. That they don't provide intelligence, you know, for the country, you know, for our security, but it's for, you know, the corporate elite. And so they work in tandem with, you're right, with, you know, the MI5 in England, and then these different intelligence networks, through this Five Eye network.
You have so much in your book, I just can't get through all of it. I wanted to touch on different aspects, and I just really recommend people buying it and just seeing it. It's something that you have to read a couple times just to get through and understand everything that's in there. But you also talk about Donald Trump, and I want to touch on a few things about him. And this is, and I covered this on a show a few years ago, and it really made people angry. But when you look at this, it should realize that Trump has an in. It was with John Trump, his uncle, that reviewed Tesla's research and paperwork, but this is before the elites stole it.
Correct.
And so can you explain that?
Yes. Tesla had, he had acquired, I guess he was an inventor. One of his inventions was for the radio transmissions, and his inventions and patents were stolen by the British monarchy. There may have been, you know, FBI or you know, intelligence agents involved, but it was stolen essentially by and for them, for their own purposes. And they have acquired a substantial number of patents through theft. So they assigned the Tesla patent to Marconi, And that radio transmission, the radio patent, became the fundamental device, the technology that they used for the telephones, or for the internet, for movies, for the transmission of communications. So that was like a key device that enabled them to control the communications throughout the world.
Well, and he also had technology to produce free energy and many other things. Is a lot of what he had what they have developed in these tunnels and these domes?
That's correct. It's been created. You're right. They have access to that technology, but it has not been shared with us. And if we had been allowed to develop the free energy, it's very likely, we could have avoided a lot of wars and we wouldn't have to face, energy scarcity.
Yeah, I just had Mike Harris on. He said that they're ready to start going forward. There's about 60 patents of advanced technology that he thinks is going to start go forward. And he sent me some links on it. I'm actually going to publish it for my patrons. But this ties into what you're saying.
Yes, that's correct. They do have that technology available. But I wish I had more knowledge about the patents specifically. But I know generally that is the case.
Okay, well, let's talk about a couple of things about Trump. There's a concern about Kushner. Can you talk about his concern? What is the deal with him? And if you can be specifically talk about why he is such a concern to so many patriots and what his, what he's done.
Okay, Kushner. He has, he was appointed presumably through nepotism, and I know that early on in the Trump administration, he received a lot of criticism for prompting Trump through Ivanka to bomb Syria so that his allies could drill for oil in the Golan Heights. But he has acquired the portfolio to manage the Middle East. The technology, and I believe he also presides over the shadow coronavirus task force. So a lot of conservatives have.
What do you mean the shadow? Hold on, the shadow.
I think there was Pence presided over the formal task force, and then Kushner had like a parallel or some type of shadow coronavirus task force where he was maybe working independently.
Okay.
It was like in parallel. So a lot of conservatives have complained that they're being censored, in social media. But Jared Kushner, is managing the tech companies from at the White House. So if I believe that if he wanted to, he could easily advise the tech companies not to do that. And I suspect that he may very well be directing them to censor conservatives, positions that would challenge what he's trying to do. Because he's working at the White House with former Google CEO Eric Schmidt to develop AI that could potentially be used to track people through the coronavirus. I understand now that the vaccines are not going to be mandatory, thank God. But he was planning to develop this. And he has a company through his brother called, I think it's called Oscar Health. So he would essentially be kicking a business to his own family, to develop these vaccines and other, technologies. But he was definitely acting on in the interest of the elites.
Well, yeah, because the concern of censoring conservatives is Trump isn't going to win if all of us are censored. I mean, he just won't win, period. And it also makes it easier to bring in the global New World Order.
That's correct. I think that the conservatives are being censored on certain topics, like the coronavirus. I mean, there are still a number of conservatives on YouTube and on other social media platforms.
Yes. Well, I had 9 videos at least that were removed that were with doctors. That when we talked about anything that was not the narrative that they wanted, which was really just appalling because we were more right than they were, which is becoming obvious now. So you censored people who were more right than the people you thought were, that were up there acting like experts. But I think it's bigger than that. I think that if the conservatives and not just conservatives, people who are the truth movement, if Trump is really slowing down this New World Order takeover and clearing out Doms and doing all these things to eliminate the power of these Satanists and the Queen and all these things, then to censor people like me who is more into the truth movement, I would consider myself about truth, then that really hurts his cause. It's confusing.
That's very true. From the very, from the moment that Trump announced his candidacy, I mean, I did support him, but I also was somewhat reluctant to do so because what I learned about him through working on the Abramoff investigation is that he is a creature of the deep state.
But he's better than Clinton was, because Clinton was horrifying. I mean, she would have been hell on earth.
Yes, that's correct. He has done some good. One of the things that he did was to ensure that we are energy dependent. The elites were trying to make us to eliminate our energy dependence so that we would, they could then they could control us further. They were trying to eliminate or to create food scarcity. So I know that Trump has definitely, he has pushed back. I think, Clinton would have been far worse.
And I'm concerned about someone like Biden, who is known to be a complete creep. So, with Ukraine and all of his background, and he barely has a mind anymore. So he, at least with Trump, he doesn't seem like he's controlled by the Queen. And he wants to be more of a nationalist. Now, am I wrong?
That's a very good question. He did. I mean, he hired a Kushner. And during my research on the Abramoff investigation, I did see that Manafort, Paul Manafort, who helped Trump on his presidential campaign and was ultimately indicted, he was working alongside Podesta on various lobbying campaigns. So they are, they are part of the same alliance, if you will. But I think that there are also different, different financial and political interests. I do think that Trump is working on behalf of the nationalists, but at the same time, I think he's more likely trying to create maybe to pursue a globalist angle that is maybe more advantageous to the United States. I don't think he's directly taking orders from the Queen. He's pushing back a little bit, but I also don't think that he's entirely a nationalist or a patriot.
It seems like I think that if he was a complete nationalist, he probably wouldn't be living right now.
That's very true.
And so you'd have to walk a tightrope no matter what in that position.
I agree. And unfortunately, he probably wouldn't have been elected if he, if he were truly, for the people.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. But what do you think about based on your research with Biden?
It's very interesting. Black Lives Matter is soliciting, funding for their riots, and they're sending their money to a group called Act Blue Charities, and Act Blue Charities is in turn redirecting the money to Democratic campaigns, so it's indirectly going to Biden. So with Biden, we would have more of that type of thing.
It'd be Bolshevik. See, this is what I'm worried about: is the Bolshevik takeover and bringing in a complete communist state. And, people who I've talked to would say they wouldn't hesitate to start taking us out. The middle class, anybody who would get in their way, they're just like Mao did in China and Lenin did, the Bolsheviks did in Russia, they would do here.
That's correct. And, right now they're trying to defund the police. So if we no longer have the police as a protection, there's really nothing stopping them from going in and taking over your house, seizing land, burning down businesses. Like they would be able to do whatever they wanted.
So with Trump, we might have some conflicting agendas. With Biden, we're screwed.
I would say so.
So, I mean, it's kind of like when I had a choice between Clinton and Trump before, I couldn't run fast enough to vote against Hillary Clinton. I'm feeling that way with the Biden situation because I'm scared for the livelihoods of so many people in this country who are like me.
I agree with you. And I also do know that, you know, that the deep state is being taken down, has been taken down a few pegs. I don't think that Biden will be able to get, you know, the Bolshevik revolution that he wants. I don't think that he will win either.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Well, where can people get your book? Because it's something that is just packed with information. It's really not it's not really friendly to anybody, and it is what it is, right? You're looking at information, and it's hard to read it. I think it makes Trump look better than the rest, but he has some stuff to deal with too. So where can people get your book?
Okay, you can get my book on Amazon. It's called Unmask the Coronavirus Story. And I have a few other books that your audience may be interested in. The first, I wrote a few other books prior, but the first main book on the deep state is Lynched, which reveals the backstory to the Abramoff investigation. I then have a book called The United Church of Christ, United Church of Heist, which reveals how the globalists took over the Christian church and transformed it into a political machine for the left. My book, The Shadow Dragon, reveals how our political establishment worked with the British monarchy and the Rothschilds to essentially build China up as at the expense of the United States. And then my next book, the Second American Revolution, reveals how the Bolsheviks took over our government. And then my most recent is Unmask the Coronavirus Story. All of my books are available on Amazon.
Wow, you really have dived into this stuff. Well, thank you so much for joining the program today. Would you be willing to stay after just a little bit for my patrons?
Oh, absolutely.